Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, reaction from Minnesota's Somali community to reports that Americans may have participated in the mall attack in Nairobi.
But first to the latest from Nairobi, where Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta just announced that security forces have defeated the terrorists who attacked the Westgate Mall 4 days ago. He says 72 people have died so far, including 61 civilians.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I had vowed earlier, we have ashamed and defeated our attackers. That part of our task has been completed by our multi-agency security team.
President Kenyatta also said several floors of the Westgate Mall collapsed and that bodies are still trapped inside. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Nairobi covering the story, and he joins us now with the latest. And Jason, what else did the president say?
The president basically said that this is over. He basically said, put to rest all of these rumors that have been going around for quite some time. Is it over? Is it not over? There's been debate. Whenever someone come out and say, you know, we've just about got these guys wiped out, Al-Shabaab would come out and issue something over Twitter, basically saying, no, we've still got hostages inside. Kenyatta put that to rest, that this is over. We've wrapped it up. He also talked a bit more about, you know, the damage that was done, basically saying that three floors of this shopping mall collapsed. Bodies are still trapped inside there. He talked about how there are 61 civilians who are dead and 62 people who are still hospitalized with wounds. And he basically talked about the huge emotional toll that this has taken on the entire nation, and said that Kenyatta saying that Kenya is not going to be defeated by this, and that it's a bigger country, it's an inclusive country, and basically Kenya has won.
Well, but as you said, we have heard several times that the situation is under control and then it isn't. Are people there believing what is being said now, that it's over?
I was there throughout most of the afternoon. You could sort of feel that things were wrapping up. You know, there was no longer smoke billowing out of the top of the mall. The helicopters finally went away. You could sort of see in the soldiers them starting to relax. People were still, if I talked to people on the sidelines, they're still nervous that, you know, maybe it's not over. But you got a sense that things were wrapping up, that things were winding down. And that was a huge relief to many of the huge crowds of bystanders who were standing around outside the security perimeter waiting for news about what was happening inside.
Jason, did the president offer any details about the terrorists, or what we know about the terrorists at this point, who they are, where they came from? There's, of course, been talk, as we said, that some of them may have been Americans.
Yes, he actually did address that, but he addressed it by saying that we cannot confirm whether there were two or three Americans or a British woman involved. He said he understands that that is out there. They're looking into that, and they're going to try to determine that. He also said that there are five terrorists that were killed and 11 terrorists in custody. So they've got some people in custody. It was clear that this was more than five people who initially attacked. There's footage showing that. So it seems that they've captured some of these people who carried out this attack alive. And from that, we can assume that we're going to get more information about who was really behind this and you know, how they were able to carry out such a deadly attack.
And what about the people there in Nairobi 4 days later, and how the country is moving forward? Kenyatta said that he's planning a period of mourning. Tell us about that.
Yes, he said there'll be a 3-day period of mourning, which is going to start tomorrow on Wednesday. He really tried to rally the country, and he praised Kenyans for coming out and giving blood. He praised Kenyans for donating food. There's been so much food sent to the people that are working there on the security that they're going to have to donate some of it afterwards. He basically said that he's incredibly proud of the country. Having said that, the country really has been hard hit by this. It's been 4 days. It hasn't been clear when this is going to get wrapped up. There's been a lot of tension, a lot of just nervousness among people. So Kenyatta really tried to come out and say, Kenyans, you did a great job. You stood together, you rallied together, and you're not going to allow these terrorists to defeat you.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Nairobi, Kenya, where we learned today from the president. He says that security forces have defeated the terrorists who attacked the Westgate Mall. He says 72 people have died so far. That includes 61 civilians and several members of the Kenyan security forces. Jason Beaubien, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.